In the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the very practical observation that the how the assembly house in the state is in proportion to the dignity of the state. It should be. It's expected to be like that. We see that the British, they built so many big buildings in London during their empire days, which keeps the country running on even now, because tourists come to see all these buildings. They brought marble and stone from all different countries of the world. So, if you expect in a state, the palace of the king or the state assembly house, it doesn't just look like a little apartment. Even Prabhupada was saying, he was talking about kshatriyas in varnashram communities. He said that the kshatriya, he should live in a big palace. He has to impress others. Should be impressive. So we would expect that in the heavenly planets, the assembly house of the demigods, that would be on a level concomitant with their dignity. They are the topmost persons in the material world, at least from the material point of view. But when Krishna comes, then he's the topmost person in the material world. So Krishna took the Parijata flower in the Sudharma assembly house by force. Actually, Indra should have given it. Instead of fighting Krishna that you don't take the Parijata, he should have given it without even waiting, just like the Syamantaka jewel. That should have been given to Krishna. He was living in Dwaraka. And Satrajit. He was living there too, so the best thing should be offered to the king. That's the idea. So Krishna is the king of all kings. Indra is sometimes known as Mahindra.